Hi, my name is Crystal Arepian, and I'm a fifth-year graduate student in Dr. Harvell's lab. My work is trying to answer the question of how the pathogen that's infecting Caribbean corals, Aspergillus sedalii, is getting into the ocean. This fungus is really common on land and is found all around the world. In fact, you could probably find it in the leaves or the dirt in your backyard. There are three main hypotheses to try to explain the origins of this normally terrestrial fungus in the ocean. First, the fungus could be coming from local runoff. As I said earlier, this fungus is normally land-dwelling, so runoff from rivers and soils adjacent to coral reefs could be the source. Second, the fungus could have always been around in the ocean. This idea is based on samples of ocean water from the early 1900s that were found to contain Aspergillus sedalii. However, this disease was never seen in corals until about the 1980s. Supporters of this idea suggest that the recent appearance of the disease could be due to the impact of warming ocean temperatures, which have weakened the coral's immune systems, allowing the fungus to infect. Finally, the fungus could be coming from African dust. Every year, meters of dust from the Sahara Desert in Africa are blown into the Caribbean. Previous work has identified Aspergillus sedalii from these dust samples. Supporters of this idea suggest that global climate change has resulted in the growth and expansion of deserts like the Sahara, which could have led to the relatively recent outbreak of this disease. My research is attempting to tease these hypotheses apart using genetic samples. By comparing how similar the DNA of different strains of the fungus are, I can identify where the pathogen is coming from. This work is very important to help control future disease outbreaks in corals, as, unlike on land, we cannot quarantine or vaccinate corals. Our only option is to identify the source of the pathogen and control the spread of disease by stopping inputs.